Hi there, Kelly. I have reviewed your Module 3 draft course learning activities assignment, and I am going to give you feedback on that assignment with this audio podcast. So, overall, you have done a fantastic job with this assignment. I can really see where you're going with the course. It's very clear. It's consistent from section to section. You've really detailed out all of the elements, and I can very easily see you transferring this into your course shell, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how you did that. I particularly like that you included the dates so that I could really see very clearly where you're going with all the elements of this course. I'm going to go through module by module and just give you my comments. Like I said, I've reviewed it and I have a couple of comments and some suggestions for you. And so I'm going to go through the course module by module. So in module one, I love, and I think I've told you this before, your titles are very good, much better than at first. I love how you are addressing the individual student throughout. You've really taken those suggestions to heart and really made it makes a difference in reviewing the materials so far. You are going to have some ice-breaking activities, and I really would, this is one of my first suggestions for you, is to not use the word icebreaker. You know, you could say the first week of the course will be to get to know each other, you know, something like that. Ice-breaking is a description of the type of activity, and it really isn't terminology that contextually adds anything or is really relevant. It's just describing the activity. So I would say, you know, rather than use a word that identifies the type of activity, just talk about the activity itself, which is we're going to get to know each other. We're going to get acquainted and get comfortable with the course and so forth. Okay, so in your content presentation section, you say that you're going to have them review it and go through all of the welcome components of the course, create a profile. By that, I am assuming you mean their individual profile, not a profile of some course that they're creating. I'm not sure. They're going to introduce themselves. They are going to do a scavenger hunt, which I love. I think that's a really cool idea. And what I think it is the way that you're going to test whether or not they have reviewed and read all of the course information materials, but I'm not sure. So I'll have to wait and see how that ends up in your course. And then you're going to have them blog about what literacy is and why it's important. And I love that you're doing a blog, but I want you to think about why you're doing a blog. Really, really think about what your instructional objective is with the blog activity. And if you can articulate that to yourself, then good. I just don't want it to be that you're doing a blog just for blog's sake. And if there is an instructional objective, I want to make sure that that objective is being realized in all of the in all of the activities that you, the assignments that you have for them. So how are you going to evaluate that? Are you going to have other students read each other's blogs? Do you have a rubric for the blog? Is it simply to answer a thought question? And if so, then what's the difference between that and a written assignment, unless there's other components to it, such as having students read each other's blog posts, such as having them have a metacognitive learning activity superimposed upon the thought question. So I just want you to think about why you have them do the blog. And in fact, it's true of any of the activities you have. They need to relate back to the course learning objectives. And I need you to be able to articulate that in your own mind to make sure that there's a connection, and so that the activity will actually represent some aspect of a particular objective that you have with the course. And then you're going to have them comment on each other's discussion posts. So, you know, I'm not sure if I, without seeing your actual discussion question, it's a little bit hard to give you feedback on whether or not I think that discussion question is going to work. I mean, you're having them introduce themselves. It's a little inauthentic if all you have them do is say introduce yourself and then comment to your classmates, because really they're just going to, you know, write a small bio of themselves, and then because it's required, you know, and they want to get the points, and hopefully you have a rubric that will show them how, and detailed instructions on what your expectations are, like how many posts do they have to make to their classmates, and what's the time frame, and what is a, you know, high quality response look like, and so forth. You know, they're just going to look through and do whatever is required. So if you say two responses, they'll go look for two and just respond. And it's kind of inauthentic. It's not actually a question. They're introducing themselves. There's no question there unless you instruct them to ask a question. And so you could say introduce yourself and then end your introduction with a question that you would pose to your classmates in the course, or pose a question that you have about literacy. So just keep that in mind, that you want to have your students engage authentically in interaction, and it's not easy to generate authentic engagement and interaction in an online course. So you have to really thoughtfully think about a question that will generate student interest, and either you providing it or having the students provide it to each other. So just give that some thought, so that you really can leverage this feature, this aspect of the online teaching and learning environment. So you're not just artificially getting students to respond, you know, kind of like a trained dog. You know, you say write a paragraph and they do, and you say respond and they do, but there's actually no connection and no engagement and no interaction going on except to get the grade. So I'm looking at your evaluation section, and in the content presentation I see 6 things, and in the evaluation section I see 3 things. And so I just want to make sure that you're mapping everything that you have them do, that there's some companion mechanism for feedback and event and evaluation, and that that's explicit. So I'm assuming that the reading of the course information stuff in the course, that you're going to check that with the scavenger hunt. I'm just making that assumption. How are you going to evaluate the course profile? Again, I'm not sure what that is. Is it a personal profile or is it an actual course profile? How are you going to give them feedback on that? I see that you have a mechanism for the blog. I'm hoping that you will have rubrics for them and examples for them of what a good blog post, blog and blog post is. When are they going to create the blog? Like, where is the assignment that has them create their blog? I don't see that. And then you're having them as a component of the interaction, you're having them comment back on their discussion posts. So are you going to have them read each other's blog posts? If not, if so, where is that documented and how will you evaluate that? So everything that you have them do, there needs to be a reason for it. There also needs to be some companion evaluation or feedback for it, and we need to see and understand the rubrics and the instructions for all of the activities. So I'll look forward to seeing those in your course. So let's keep going. Module 2, literacy, what is it? This looks pretty good, except that, as I recall, I couldn't really tell the difference between, the question that you asked in Module 1, what is literacy and why is it important? And sorry about that, it's my mail. And what your discussion question, why is literacy important in the classroom? I'm not sure what the difference is, if you're hoping to get something else, maybe in the instructions of that assignment, it'll be clearer, or maybe I just don't understand the topic. You just don't want it to seem redundant or like busy work, so just keep that in mind. I love the blog post, difference between your original thought of literacy compared to the reading. I'm wondering why you're choosing to do that as a blog post as opposed to a discussion assignment. And again, the question keeps coming up. It's like, what is the problem for which blogging in your course is the solution? How are you using that tool specifically, or that mechanism specifically, to achieve a specific objective? And I guess I'm just not sure what that is yet. And then, of course, you have them comment on each other's discussions. And it's funny how you say comment on your classmates' discussion post, creating a rich discussion on the topic. That's like wishful thinking, right? I don't know. You're like seeding the pond there a little bit. Whether or not it's a rich discussion will depend on how good your discussion topic is, not on how you describe it. So you just need to make sure that your discussion question is powerful enough and simple enough to, rather than create, an environment where students are simply writing little essays or little written assignments, that they actually are interacting and engaging with the concepts and the topics, the content, and with each other and you. Like I said, that's really the hard work of design in an online course, is figuring out what questions you can ask that will elicit that from the students authentically, where they are so engaged in the material that rich discussion that you're hoping for and looking for naturally comes out. Okay, Module 3, different types of literacy. They're going to identify or look for or discover two types of literacy in the classroom. I think this is the part where you're having them do an observation. I'm not sure, though. They're going to do some readings. They're going to watch a video. They're going to use something called the cafe, which I wish I knew what that was. And so I'm wondering, how are you going to know that they read and reviewed the chapters that you're having them read, the video that you're having them do? How are you going to verify that they know how to use the cafe? And so each of those activities, you need to have some sort of an assessment that is associated with it. And so I would suggest creating some self-tests for the readings, very simple, self-graded, automatically graded little self-tests, so that you can pull out the main points that you want them to make sure that they have gotten from the chapters and the video, and that they use that to guide their thinking and their review of the materials, and you can set it so that they can take it more than once if you want. Really, the intention of it is to help them, to help guide them to the important concepts in the readings. Now, your discussion question, how are each of the two types of literacy important, is more of a little essay written assignment type question. You know, I would try to figure out how to augment that question or tweak that question in a way that makes it less of an essay. And maybe something as simple as how are these two types of literacy important to you? Or how have something that would make it either more personalized or a little bit more provocative in some way. So that it's clearer that that there's no right or wrong answer, that you're not going to get similar responses from each student. Because if you get similar responses from each student, then it's not really an interaction. It's not really authentic. It's like there's a right and a wrong answer, and so it's going to be not engaging. Your blog assignment, compare and contrast the two different models of literacy, the Daily Five and the Cafe. I guess that's how you're checking whether or not they've done those assignments, which is good. But then again, this is more like a written assignment, and I'm just wondering how come you're doing it in a blog, which is cool. It's okay. It's good. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it in a blog. I like that you're doing it in a blog. I want to know, though, are you having them read each? I mean, I prefer that it be in a blog than it be a written assignment, which is a solitary individual activity. At least with the blog, there's potential for lots of other elements to come into play, developing their online digital voice and persona, contributing to the Read-Write web, expressing an opinion, and using the web to establish their professional and academic voice, for example. All of those things are instructional objectives. I just want to make sure that you have those, that you can articulate those, that those are in your mind as you create that activity. And then that way you would then also make sure that the question, how you evaluate it and how you orchestrate the interaction around that assignment, that then comes into play. Okay, the phone is ringing. I'm going to pause. Sorry. So, Kelly, I'm back. I just want to pick up where I left off. I think we were on Module 3, and I see that you're also going to have them choose one of the models that they're most interested in to learn about and to research it. I'm going to look forward to seeing how you incorporate that with all of the instructions and how you lay that out in your actual course. I am without having some more information and more details, it's hard to give you additional feedback on it. I'm hoping that you're going to have them present that not just to you, but to the core, to their classmates as well. And so we'll see how that activity emerges in your course. Again, your evaluation section, I see 8 or 9 components in the content presentation area and 3 evaluation mechanisms. And so I want to make sure that you're matching up whatever it is that you're having them do with components of evaluation and feedback. For Module 4, oh, here's where you have them do the observation, I think. They're going to go to 2 elementary classrooms during a literacy lesson, and then you're going to have them do an observation. My assumption is that you're going to have them use some sort of an inventory so that they have something to go from during that observation, and they understand what they're looking for and what they're supposed to be documenting, or what you're having them do. I'm looking forward to seeing how you instruct them in that particular activity. And what the mechanisms are that that you will use to actually identify the different classrooms and submit them to you. I mean, what's to say that you know, they don't make it up completely? So so there, maybe there's some sort of form that you get the principal or the chair of the department or the teacher of record to sign and submit that they are actually observing those courses, something to verify and confirm that they actually have done that observation. So in any case, I'm just you know, thinking out loud about how you would set up the instructions for this activity and the verification of the activity. You're going to have them reflect on the model of literacy with a partner, which I love. I love that you're having them do some group work. I'm wondering how you're going to partner them, what the mechanism will be for actually having them select partners, what instructions you're going to give them on you know, successful collaborations and so forth. It's not intuitive necessarily. It's not easy. And so if you can help them with information either that you post or with some guiding activities that will help them do that successfully, that will be good. So you're going to have them do some reading, watching some videos. They're going to talk in the discussion board about their reactions to the videos and compare them with the previous types of literacy. I think you need, you know, some sort of a more, you know, a discussion question to guide that discussion. The other thing I wanted to say was I don't have a sense, this is important because I forgot to mention it earlier, I don't have a sense of how you're labeling the different activities. And so, you know, when you have them watch the video, how are you going to lay that out? How are you going to actually label that activity? How are you going to label the discussion activity? And my suggestion and my hope is that you are not just going to call it discussion, you're not just going to call it reading, that you're going to give everything in your course contextual, meaningful labels so that they act as advanced organizers for your students and enable them to get some instructional value from the glance look at your materials in your course and how you lay them out. And so that's hard to tell here because that's not how it's presented, and that's, you know, in part because of the form that that you filled out. So it's not a problem. I just want to make sure that when you're actually laying this out in your course that you give that some thought, and I'll be able to give you better feedback once I see it in your course. You're going to, you say that you're going to have them observe the two literacy classes and submit your notes via the assignment board, which presumably is some sort of written assignment. And so I'd like to see what the instructions for that are and what the inventory might be that you're having them fill out while they do their course observation. I mean, I don't know, maybe perhaps as a preliminary activity for the small groups that you create, the little teams that you create, is that they come up with that inventory together, and then they each use it in their course observations, or maybe they share that, their inventories with the class, and collaboratively come up with one that the whole class will use. I don't know, just think that through some. Again, in your assessments, you want to make sure that you're assessing everything that you're having them do. The one thing that's new here is the Partner Research Project Informational Brochure. I don't have any idea what that is, so I'll be looking forward to seeing you know, more details on that when you flesh it out in your course. All right, in Module 5, this is the module on how to add technology. They're going to explore how technology can impact a literacy lesson. They're going to write two different lesson plans, which I think is very cool, stuff that they will actually be able to use in real life. And they're going to incorporate different types of technology. They're going to read some stuff. They're going to watch a video. They're going to post do a discussion. That question is, what surprised you from the reading and the video, this module? That is a great discussion question. Really good. You can really get them to articulate what they... what I like is not what did you learn, it's what surprised you. That's very sort of qualitatively different and interesting. So I like that discussion question a lot. In their blogs, you're going to ask them to talk about how technology can change literacy lessons. I think that's an excellent question also. Then they're going to write their lesson plans. I'm wondering if they're going to submit that just to you, or are they going to submit that to everyone? Kelly, I'm back. Sorry, I was having a guy come and repair our microwave oven, and so anyway, I'm back. Let's see, we are on module 6. Show me what you got. Love your titles. They're going to work on their final project. They're going to create their own ideal literacy environment, they should have enough information from the course to develop what they think will be the best learning scenario for literacy. All of that sounds very good. I guess my initial thought was, isn't there something that they could do toward this project sort of stepped throughout the course as opposed to leaving it all to Module 6? It's just a question. Maybe it's not possible, because I see that you're saying that they need that foundational content and information in order to be able to do this. And so maybe it's perfect just the way that you have it, but I'm just asking the question to see if there's a way to break it up into steps so that it's not one big, huge thing at the end of the course. For content presentation, you have them reading, and you have them reflecting on what they've learned in the course, and you have their final project. I'm wondering how they will present their final project, if it's something that they turn in just to you, if that's what you're thinking, or better yet, if you're having them submit that so that the whole class can see it and critique it or comment on it. It's a much better, richer activity if they are sharing their projects with each other. I love that you're having them reflect on what they learned and how they can apply it. I'm wondering if that activity would be better rather than during the time when they're actually doing the final project, if it wouldn't be better earlier in the course. If they know that they're going to be creating this final project, maybe the focus of each blog post is what did they learn in that particular module and how can they refine their final project idea. So if you use the blog as a way for them to refine their learning and their ideas for their final project, then when they go into this module, they would have all of that history of having thought, how they're actually going to do that through prior to actually doing the activity. I'm just really trying to make sense of your blogging activity and how you would make that activity, not relevant, but meaningful, I guess is what I mean, in the context of the objectives of your course. Okay, so I'd be interested to see how you instruct them in their design of their literacy environment. How are you going to ask? How are you going to collect questions? Are you going to have an ask a questionnaire? Are you going to have a talk with the professor area? How are you going to label the different areas? All of that I'm looking forward to seeing in your layout of your course. I keep that in mind, how you label things, how you evaluate things, that you really are being very crystal about what the activities are and how they're going to get feedback assessed or evaluated on the completion of those activities, including models, exemplars, rubrics, and so forth. Module 7 is your wrap it up module. This is where you're going to have them reflect on what they learned. The question that you ask is going to be key, because if you just ask, what did you learn in this course? I'm not, I don't know. You want to make your question really provocative and engaging and something that really forces them to reflect. And just saying reflect is not going to get at that necessarily. So you're also going to have them do a course feedback survey. Now remember, this is descriptive feedback. This is not a course evaluation or an instructor evaluation. It's different. You want qualitative feedback from the students, very directed, specific feedback from the students. Check the course manual. I have an example of one that you can adopt or adapt for your own purposes. And that's an excellent way to wrap everything up. You also have an inside the library class community area for students, and you could potentially collapse module 7 and 8 into one and make Let's Wrap It Up like a subsection of the inside the library module. Don't forget that you might also want to have a bulletin board for your own announcements, that you might want to have a suggestion box to collect feedback along the way. Your course feedback mechanism wouldn't have to actually be live right at the start of the course. You could just plop it into Module 8 and then activate it at the end of the course. And anyway, so I just want to make sure that that you think about the possibility of collapsing those two modules. Kelly, overall, you have done a fantastic job on this assignment. Your course looks so far and sounds fantastic, and I really can't wait to see how it ends up taking shape in your course shell. I'm really looking forward to that. Very well done. Good job.